From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad today, employees of Iraq's U.S.-funded radio and TV network, Al Iraqiya, grieved over the coffins of two colleagues. They were killed yesterday when American troops opened fire on their car near a U.S. military base in Samarra, north of Baghdad. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The broad who, what, when, and where of the shooting is generally agreed on by both the Iraqiya cameraman who survived the shooting and the U.S. military. The news team had been filming in the area. They drove near the base entrance and soldiers opened fire. But Iraqiya journalists are still wondering why. At one of multiple gatherings to mourn today, cameraman Nasser Asper was crying.
I think Iraqiya paid the tax of freedom, press freedom, the freedom promised by Americans. Is this freedom?
The Al Iraqiya network has had several makeovers in its short life. It's still headed by an American and is seen by many Iraqis as the propaganda voice of the U.S.-led administration here. But Iraqiya journalists do not see themselves as the voice of the occupation. Scores of network employees met the coffins brought south from Samarra at the northern gates of Baghdad. Dafalia Karim, a radio reporter, stood nearby and wept.
Journalists' first duty is to give truth, you know, and the journalists' only weapon is the pen and the camera.
At a news briefing in Baghdad today, Iraqi journalists asked why these deaths, why so many bullets, and what protection the U.S. could offer journalists. One questioner, through a translator, ended with a plea.
And we cannot wait or tolerate until the investigation takes place. Would you just give us an answer for all these questions, a clarification?
Dan Senor, spokesman for the U.S.-led administration, answered.
Let me say this. First of all, you will get answers.
He urged people to reserve judgment until all facts are known. Some Iraqiya journalists think that's the right thing to do.
Well, nobody knows for sure what happened yesterday. We have no exact report about that. You know, it's emotion that's taken over people. It's emotion and passion for the agony of the loss. That's all.
He refused to give his name. Too dangerous, he said. Last month, three employees of Al Iraqiya were killed in Bakuba, targeted, the network head believes, by anti-U.S. insurgents. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.